filled tears.
Sorry, Blake,
Richard said from down the table. Michelle gave me the information yesterday. When I went in today, I just invested what we discussed last night. I didn't think you wanted me to bother you with it. I lowered my gaze to my plate again. A puppet. That's all I was. Just then, the man across the table kicked me again. The hard toe of his boot bruised my shin. I looked up, eyes blazing with hate, and whispered two words. They rhymed with, "Pluck you." That sealed my fate. In a blur, Blake shot from his chair, sailing toward me over the table. His hand curled around my throat, and the momentum of his move carried me backward, lifting me up. My long skirt tore when it caught briefly on my tipping chair. Before I could blink, Blake slammed me against the wall. My feet no longer touched the ground. My stunned mind couldn't comprehend what had just happened. No one should be able to move that fast. Barely breathing, I panicked and fought to pry away his hand, forgetting to be meek. He laughed and squeezed my neck a little harder. My eyes darted around the room, looking for help. Behind him, Richard stood but said nothing. No help. There never was for me. I focused on Blake. The calculated look in Blake's eyes reminded me of his expectation. Swearing at his associate hadn't been a bright move. Still, trying to wheeze in air, I stopped clawing at his hand and instead wrapped my hands around his forearm for support. His hold loosened, and I gasped. The air burned, but I didn't stop pulling it in greedily. All the men at the dinner table watched us, and the one who had kicked me smirked.
"The time for niceties is at an end. We've amassed our fortune. It's time for the next step. You will choose one of us and evolve your abilities as you were born to do."
I barely heard his words. His teeth claimed my attention. As he spoke, they grew, elongating. Already panicked because of the hand at my throat, my racing heart kicked into overdrive at the sight of his canines. His face changed slightly, his jaw expanding to accommodate his teeth. He can't be human. What is he? He tightened his grip with his next words.
"You will allow each male here, and every male I bring from this night forward, to scent you. If we decide you are his mate, you will bite him and establish your claim."
His hold loosened. Still gasping for air, I didn't immediately register that my feet again touched the ground. Bite one of them? He dropped his hand and moved away from me, but his piercing gaze continued to hold me in place.
"Frank, since she offended you, you can go first."
Frank quickly leapt over the table, his teeth also abnormally long and pointy. Swaggering toward me, he leaned in close and licked my neck. A shiver of revulsion ran through me.
"You're mine,"
he whispered, before he moved to allow the next man close to me. I turned my face from them and pressed myself against the wall. Despairing, I closed my eyes. Tears fell from their scrunched corners. I couldn't escape. After the last man leaned in close to my neck and inhaled deeply, Blake commanded me to leave. I fled to my room and locked the door behind me. When I woke, I found a manila envelope shoved under my bedroom door. A post-it decorated the front of it. I easily read Richard's scrawl.
"Run as fast as you can. Everything is in your name."
I gazed at those words with a growing feeling of dread. Somewhere in the house, a phone rang. I quickly stashed the envelope in my pillowcase without looking at the contents and started to make my bed. Before I finished, a key rattled and the door swung open. David eyed me as I stood next to the bed, tugging the quilt into place. I still wore my pajamas. Since Blake needed Richard in the office and didn't trust me,